I've always been a huge fan of Ritchie Blackmore, but especially growing up in my sort of forming teenage years, me and a lot of other people in Germany growing up, we were all heavily influenced and totally into Deep Purple and especially Ritchie Blackmore. Also, when he had his own band, Rainbow, I mean, we sort of all worshipped the guy, and I think he had a few years of making some incredible albums.
Exactly.
And he definitely influenced my style of playing, no doubt.
So let me ask you this question now. As a musician and a guitarist, what have you learned from him, and what do you think was the most influence from him to you?
Well, he was probably one of the, what I always liked about him, he was kind of different from all the other guys. He wasn't so much a shredder. I actually have to say, in the late 70s, nobody was really that much into shredding. That came later, you know, when Yngwie Malmsteen and all the speed players came up. But he was always very melodic, and he was a great songwriter, and he always managed to write songs that, write solos that fit the song.
Yeah.
Maybe that's one of the things I tried to use as an inspiration, to where a solo is just not, is more than just a little piece of noodling. It's really another piece of the song that gives the song another dimension, for lack of a better word. Yes, there's similarities in our playing, and I'm, like I said, I've always worshipped the guy, and I think I stole a few stylistic ideas from him, and I still use some of those things to today. As a matter of fact, on the new album, there's going to be one or two tracks where I sort of sneak in my little Blackmore moment here.
Interesting.
I'm not ashamed to admit it. I mean, this is who I am. Everybody, I think, has their influences, and mine is Richie Blackmore. I've also always been influenced by Judas Priest, by AC/DC, and definitely by Blackmore.
Great names. Yeah.
And other players, but he's definitely one of them, and, you know,
Don't you think rock and metal music would be different today if Richie hadn't picked up a guitar? For example, I can see some roots of old school thrash and power metal in Richie's music.
Yeah, I mean, who can imagine a world without Smoke on the Water, for instance? I mean, what a monster riff that shaped the whole generation back then to us. And like I said earlier, everybody of my friends, particularly in Germany, everybody was into Blackmore then, and a lot of them still are today.
Yeah.
You know, I live in the United States, and he's not that well known here, and I don't think he ever was. At least he's not anymore now, so I don't know, but definitely in Germany.